community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It's Bob Simpson for Phoenix FM at the Strawberry Fair, or should I say Strawberries and Queen at the moment. And I'm with Michelle from St Francis Hospice. Hi, Michelle.
Hello, good morning, Phoenix.
It's nice to see you here. What are you hoping to achieve today?
Well, basically, we're here, my colleague and I, Linda, we're ambassadors for the fundraising team. And so we're out and about in the community. So today we're basically just promoting St Francis Hospice. We want everybody to know the fantastic support and the services that we provide to the local communities. We have our sponsor, a nurse, that we're hopefully promoting today, and our hospice lottery, along with we have a raffle here today, and you have the chance to win a fantastic hamper.
Looks
with
lovely.
lots of bits and pieces in there for £2, and lots of different merchandise. Every penny today will go back to the hospice and will be spent on support
doing
for
the fantastic work that we know you all do. It's absolutely wonderful. Well, I hope you have a really good day today.
Thank you very much.
Raise lots of awareness and money as well.
Absolutely. That's what we're aiming for.
Brilliant.
Thank you very much, Michelle.
Thank you.
Phoenix FM. So I'm now joined by Mark at the Strawberry Fair, who's representing the Brentwood Theatre today. Hello, Mark.
Hello. Isn't it wonderful?
It is. It's very nice here. Very busy.
It is. Lots of people here. We were here at the start at 12. It was a little slow then, but now it's just wonderful. You've got people picnicking on the ground, crowds everywhere. It's really lovely.
And how does it feel to be here representing the theatre?
I'm loving it. I've been involved in it in so many different ways here. Very proud of the theatre and what it's doing. We've asked to do a dressing up box, so we've got young people putting on various costumes at the moment. Also promoting Phoenix's Steve Brookstein, because he's on at the theatre next Wednesday with his soul music. So we've given away over 200 CDs. That's an indication of how many thousands have come past. That we've given over 200, and I've just had to run back to the theatre to print off more leaflets about our Christmas show, which a bit of an exclusive here for Phoenix. We've only announced it today. It's going to be Through the Looking Glass, so the story of Alice. Very new for us, but very exciting. Tickets go on sale for that shortly.
Sounds very, very busy. Have you had a chance to have a dress up yourself yet?
Oh no. I had a chance to have a pint from the brewery. I did that first.
Yeah.
Perhaps I'll slip on one of the dresses later.
And what about any strawberries and cream? Because that's why we're here.
I haven't got there yet. No. I haven't been dashing back to the theatre because we've got Shenfold Operatic with a sell-out performance this afternoon, another one this evening of Jekyll and Hyde. So it's a bit manic at the moment. But we've still got 2 or 3 hours left here. So yeah, let's see.
And what do you think about the theme that it's the Queen's birthday this weekend and that's what we're celebrating?
Yeah, isn't that lovely? At the theatre yesterday we had cream tea for the Queen. One of our volunteers just did, scones and cream and a cup of tea. We had families coming along to that and I found that really nice. And one lady said she wanted to do something that the kids would remember. And so she came to us for, cream tea, which was really lovely. No, it's a real buzz. The kids are dressing up sort of. All the girls are dressing up as princesses here. So, yeah, it's a lovely theme. I don't know if you were around earlier, one of the planes went over from the flypast. And I think there's a real buzz here. Very exciting.
It does create memories, doesn't it, events like this?
It does indeed. I think one memory that we're going to have shortly is a thunderstorm. But the good old, here in the background, Phoenix are doing a fabulous job. What a great range of musicians you've had on. Been great fun listening to them.
Oh, I'm glad you've enjoyed it. Well, thank you very much for taking time to talk to us.
Thank you. That's brilliant.
Phoenix
FM. I'm at Shenfield Strawberry Fair with Rue from the Acorns, which is a rugby club for children. Am I right?
That's exactly right. We started up a few years ago. We've had three full seasons, and I think by the end of the season just finished, end of April, we had better part of 200 kids already.
And are you one of the coaches?
Yeah, so I coach the tag. So that's the basically under 6, under 7, under 8. So that's the non-contact rugby. Non-contact rugby that is a great way for kids to start because they don't have to worry about getting hurt and all these kind of things. And ultimately, it's just about the fun. We play all sorts of different games. They don't necessarily play rugby in the first year. The under 6s, it's really about getting an idea of an odd-shaped ball and throwing it, not kicking it.
And you've got here set up some rugby balls and the kids are throwing the ball to hit them off. Is that like some of the games you play?
I suppose it's just a variation on the theme of a coconut shy. It's not much more intelligent than that, but it's given us a chance to at least get the kids involved. It's free to have a go, so you know, it gives the parents a couple of minutes respite whilst they're here. But no, we've done it for, I think it's our third year we've been up. It's been very successful, actually.
So how can people get involved? How can people get in touch with you?
Basically, obviously the internet's the best thing. www.obrfcacorns.com. The founder who's here with me today, Simon Peace. It's Simon, SimonPeace at obrfc.org. So they're the best ways.
Simon's effectively the chairman. Is it boys and girls?
Absolutely, boys and girls, definitely. even up to, I'm not, because I deal with the tag, but I think the girls and boys play in mixed sides up to 12 or 13 still. And we have a healthy balance. Yeah, there are more boys than girls, but we have a women's team as well we've started.
Oh,
so
wow.
We're in the second season of that. They get trained on a Sunday as well by a qualified coach. And as with all rugby for kids, it's Sunday morning stuff. So there are kids that play Saturday morning football and Sunday morning rugby. So
right, okay.
Keeping the folks busy.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for your time. Yeah, thank,
no
you.
Worries, thank you.
Phoenix FM.
Well, now I'm talking to Audrey Clark from Brentwood Community Print. Hi, Audrey.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Oh, very well, thank you. It's nice to see you here with your very colourful stall and lots of arrays of leaflets and all sorts there. What are you hoping to achieve today?
I'm hoping to create more awareness of mental health in Brentwood and the support that's available for people who are either suffering at the moment or people who know of somebody in their family maybe who've got issues. We've got information leaflets about our community tree, as well as selling some of our products for Brentwood Community Print, because we're always trying to fundraise and raise more money through that way. We've got some lovely teddies, football teddies for sale, some key rings which we've called the Royal Strawberry. Hopefully we've got the only Royal Strawberry on this pitch today. And we've got note cards specially designed by our guys with the strawberries on the front.
They look lovely. Really so, high quality, aren't they?
Yeah, and lovely. As well as we're trying to promote our colouring cafe that the Community Tree do every Friday at Brentwood Theatre from 11 till 2, and we're selling the colouring books that help raise money to keep the projects going. So,
fabulous.
Yeah,
well.
And we all just want to have a really lovely day.
Yeah, great. And
yeah.
You've got a really busy day today. I was hoping to bump into Andrew Woodcock, but he's already gone somewhere else, hasn't he?
Yeah, Bennett's Funerals are celebrating anniversary, and they've got an open day. Woohoo! Hopefully, Jane, you're listening, and hope you have a lovely day. And Tim and Andy are over there talking about mental health, hopefully, to people that need to listen.
Fabulous. So, oh, well, okay. Thanks very much, Audrey. I hope you have a fantastic day today, and good luck with spreading the word.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Phoenix FM.
I'm now joined by Brian, who's here with a lighthouse stall here at the Strawberry Fair. How are you today, Brian?
Yeah, we've been really busy this morning. Lots of people coming and talking to us, and the red chair, the big red chair, has been lots of people been coming along to have their picture taken in the rather oversized red chair. So the clouds are gathering a bit and the temperature's dropping, but there's still loads of people here. So had a good day, and it's looking quite promising. Lots of people know us and know about us because we've been around for 10 years locally, but there's still plenty of people that don't know us, so it's all good.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about Lighthouse for the people that don't know much?
So the people who don't know, we are a charity based in the Hutton Industrial Estate in Talon Road, and we collect second-hand furniture and electrical items. We have to be governed by trading standards, but generally we take pretty much most kinds of furniture and electrical goods. We've got a workshop where we function and pat test large appliances like cookers and washing machines and fridges, as well as small things like table lamps and fans and irons and toasters and kettles. We do all sorts of furniture. We do a few new bits of furniture as well. So we have new mattresses, for example, to go on second-hand bed frames. We have a few new appliances, a couple of new bits of furniture, wardrobe, chest of drawers, mainly because we do a lot of work for Essex County Council's local welfare fund. So people who've got nothing, perhaps they've fallen on hard times, or they're in some sort of crisis and don't have any recourse to other income, can apply to the fund to get some help. And we, on behalf of Essex County Council, deliver the items and install the items, whether it's an appliance or whether it's a bed or whatever. So we do work for them. We do work for Brentwood Borough Council under contract. We come round on Thursdays and collect the large electrical waste to see if we can reuse it or cannibalise it for spares, or repair it, or if we can't, then we strip it so that it can be recycled for metal parts and so on. So, but we're here for the community, and we're really grateful for the community for their donations. We couldn't manage without their donations, so we're really grateful for that. We have lots of volunteers come in from the community, which is fantastic. We have people from all ages. We've got school children coming in a couple of weeks' time on work experience, and we've got 380-year-olds who come in and do a bit of pat testing and drink an awful lot of tea.
Sounds like an amazing cause that really involves the whole community. But you were talking about like donations of chairs, yeah. And you mentioned the big red chair. Tell us the story behind that.
The big red chair stands about 7 foot tall. It takes about 3 or 4 people to move it and carry it. You have to take the arms off to actually put it in the van. It's so big. It was donated to us, well, some might say Father Christmas donated it to us, others might say a certain high street coffee brand donated it to us after one of their publicity events. But either way, it served us well, and it certainly creates interest for the public. So
people seem to be loving it today.
We've had lots of people have their pictures taken in it, lots of small children, which makes them look very, very small indeed in the big chair, and adults who look like children in the size of the chair. But, yeah, it's a comfy chair. I've had a few people want to buy it. Some of the children would like it in their bedroom, but I'm not sure where they'll put the bed. But so, yeah, it creates lots of interest.
And it fits quite well with today's theme, because it's all about celebrating the Queen's birthday this weekend. That's quite like a big throne. How do you feel about the Queen's birthday this weekend?
I think it's fantastic, isn't it, really? And the Duke of Edinburgh, 95 as well. So I think it's absolutely fantastic that what the Queen does for the country, and what the royal family do in terms of sort of an ambassadorial role and the Commonwealth, and how they encourage youth work through the Prince's Trust and things like that. So the whole thing, I think, is good publicity for the nation of Great Britain. Thank
Lovely.
You.
Well, thank you very much for spending time talking to Phoenix today.
Thanks very much.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Phoenix FM.
I'm at Strawberry Fair with Lyndon Reed, who's a wellness coach. Tell me what's going on with Herbalife at the moment.
Well, we've just opened a new wellness centre up in Brentwood. And it's just on the edge of the high street. We are running free running clubs out of the wellness centre, fit clubs, which only cost £1 to come to. And we've also started buggy boot camps next week. So you can bring your kids along in the buggies and like exercise with them.
Oh, really? So that's for mums who are...
Or dads even. I mean, long as you... Anyone with a pram and a kid.
So, fantastic.
I mean, anyone's welcome.
And how can we find out more?
Yeah, the best place to go to is www.quickstartwellness.com.
Okay.
And there's a lot more information on there about everything that's going on in the local area.
Brilliant. Lovely. Thank you very much indeed for your time.
No problem.
Thank you.
Phoenix FM.
So I'm still at the Strawberry Fair, and I bumped into Alex as part of Diabetes UK. Alex.
Hi.
Hi. How did you get involved in this?
Well, we've been running a group here for the last 8 years or so. And we're trying to get the word out still to people who have diabetes in the area, know that we exist.
Sure.
So what we do is we meet once a month on the third Thursday of every month at the Doddinghurst Road Community Church.
Okay.
On Doddinghurst Road.
Yeah.
And we meet and we have a social evenings. We have some information that comes in. And we just allow people who have the condition to talk to other people who have the condition. And that seems to help people.
Yeah, well, it's important to spread the word. Now, a little personal thing. I've just been diagnosed as being pre-diabetic. Uh-huh. And been told that, you know, obviously I've got to change my eating habits and my lifestyle.
And that's worth doing. That's something new that's come up, is that they have found out that if they catch you in a pre-diabetes stage, and if you treat your body well, they can stop the diabetes. That is a great thing that we're trying to get out and make people aware of. So stay close to your doctor, understand your situation. If you have any questions, come to our meeting. You're more than welcome, and we have tons of information.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. Well, I hope you have a really good day today, and good luck with spreading the word.
Thank you for coming by.
Phoenix FM.
So I'm with Andy at the Strawberry Fair today. Hello, Andy. How are you?
Hi, I'm not too bad, thank you.
How does it feel to be at the Strawberry Fair today?
It's amazing. Lovely, hot, sunny day. Loads of people out come to join in. And loads of people coming up to see the birds here.
And tell us a bit more about the birds. Why are you here today?
Basically, we are an educational company. We set up Eden Falconry to come out. To take out to schools for education purposes. We do scout and organisational groups and events such as this, where we bring the birds along to actually teach people about their behaviour, their habitat, and each individual species, and even their individual characters as well.
And what birds have you brought with you today?
We've got quite a nice collection today. We've got two Harris hawks, we've got Lily in Arizona, we've got Nanook the Great Horned Owl, we've got the very large Big Alice, our European Eagle Owl, and we have Zephyr, who's the mascot for the Army Air Corps. She's our Bald Eagle.
Oh, and who's been the favourite today?
Probably Zephyr, because of her size. She has a massive 7.5-foot wingspan, so she's certainly stole the show today.
And they've been flying, have they, in the arena today?
Yep, we've got two shows on today. We've done our first show at 2 o'clock, our second show here is at 4 o'clock, so we've had several of them flying for the crowd.
Sounds good. And have you got another event coming up that you're going to be displaying these birds?
We've got several events throughout the rest of the summer. We've actually got two of the teams out on almost every weekend coming up, flying different displays and static displays across the country.
And how can people find out about the displays if they want to come along?
If they could pop onto our Twitter or our Facebook, or just pop onto our website and get all the details.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for taking time to talk to me, Andy, and have a good rest of the day.
Thank you very much.
Phoenix FM.
I'm at the Strawberry Fair with Kay from Kingpins. What's Kingpins all about, Kay?
Well, this is a knitting group that we set up about 10 years ago, I think now, just initially for ladies in the church who wanted to knit and share their knitting. But then it just grew and grew, and we got people from everywhere and anywhere coming and joining us now. It's just every fortnight, and we have it on a Saturday morning at the front of the Brentwood Baptist Church. No charge. No, and tea and coffee and biscuits get provided. And we just have a great time. It's supposed to be like one of these knit and natter groups that are around. I think that we do a bit more nattering normally. This is a quiet morning. We're normally a lot more nattering and a lot less knitting. But we thoroughly enjoy it, and it's a chance to relax and share.
And what happens to all the lovely things that you knit and crochet?
Well, it's a mixture. Sometimes people bring their own projects, but quite often we have perhaps we're approached by people to make things for particular charities, and we've done quite a lot of different things. There's Samaritan's Purse, which is gifts to children that are sent around the world at Christmas, so hats and gloves and things like that that we can do. We've done Seaman's Mission, that's right. There's somebody at Tilbury who collects our hats that we make and gives them out to seamen that come into the country. We have done Essex Police Teddies, that's right, we make teddies for tragedies.
Wow, loads and loads of things you're doing. And if people want to get involved, they can just go to the website brentwoodbaptist.org.uk or call 01277 224 326. Thank you very much. I'm beginners as well. Fantastic.
Oh yes, must stress that, because there are people, particularly young people, who haven't gotten the skills of knitting and crochet in the family. So we've taught quite a few youngsters over the years.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Lovely to see you.
Phoenix FM.
So I'm now joined at the Strawberry Fair by Tinkerbell. Hello, Tink.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Yourself?
Yes, very well. I've had an excellent time playing with the kids. We've followed the leader, we've done lots of dancing, and I've taught them all how to fly today.
Sounds good, sounds good. And we've just had to run for cover because it started raining, hasn't it?
It has. It's not great, but we've had a brilliant time, even though it's raining.
And what did you think of Phoenix hosting it today?
It's been brilliant. We've had a really good time. The music's going. All the kids are really enjoying it. And I've had a brilliant time.
That's good. And I heard you mention to the kids earlier that you have other friends that can go to other parties and things like that.
Yes. Some of my other friends, Cinderella, Rapunzel, Elsa, they love to go to kids' parties. And so, yeah, they're available if any of the children want them to come and join in.
And how can people get them at their parties if they would like?
We have a Facebook page. It's called Lillipops Parties. So it's www.lillipops, that's lollipop but with an I instead of an O. And the Facebook page is Lillipop Parties, so anybody can find it there as well.
Cool. And today's theme was kind of helping celebrate the Queen's 90th birthday. How do you think that's gone?
It's been brilliant. It's been very English with all the strawberries and the cream and the ice cream. It's been a typical English day with rain at the end, so we couldn't have asked for much else, really, could we?
No, it's brilliant. Perfect. Well, thank you very much, Tink, for taking time for talking to us.
Oh, you're welcome, and hopefully I'll be able to work with Phoenix and see you again in the future.
Hopefully.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Phoenix FM.
Bob Simpson at the Strawberry Fair, and now I'm at the Teenage Cancer Trust stall, sponsored by Domino's. Now, who are you, sir?
I'm Mike. I'm from the Brentwood branch of Domino's Pizza.
Okay, what are you doing here today?
We're just going to give people a chance to try our pizza, give out some balloons to the kids, and we're going to invite people to come along, chance to win a gift voucher for Domino's Pizza when they come and make a donation to the Teenage Cancer Trust.
Oh, wonderful. So a little bit of advertising for you, but you're also doing it in a very good cause, aren't you, the Teenage Cancer Trust? How did you get involved with them?
Domino's Pizza in the UK, it's their chosen partner, so we support them across the nation, and we like to try and get involved as much as we can to help these guys out. They do a lot of good work for people's teenagers with cancer. Yeah. And a lot of support for those guys.
Yeah, great. Well, it's great that you're supporting them too, so thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
And you.
Cheers.
Phoenix FM.
I'm now by the stall of Double S Cakes, and I'm talking to Sally. Hello, Sally, how are you?
Hi, nice to meet you.
And you, thank you. Wow, you've got so many different cakes here. So talk us through what kind of flavours you've got here.
Well, we try and do traditional cakes, but also the unique flavour cakes, which you can't buy on the high street. So, for instance, we've got our maple syrup and bacon, or we've got our Bailey's, Pim's, strawberry daiquiri, all different unusual flavours, peanut butter, things that you really can't find on the high street. We do them individually in little miniature sizes, so they're not cupcakes, they're miniature cakes. Yeah, just different flavours, really. We've been going a year. We're finding them very popular. We do party platters for children. We do celebration cakes as well. Our latest is Chewbacca, which we did up the top there. But now we're finding them very popular because instead of buying a big cake, people can buy individual ones and have the different flavours, so they don't get sick of one. So it's really, really popular.
It is amazing. They're making me hungry. And whereabouts are you based?
We're based in Brentwood. So we work from Brentwood, but we deliver out all over the county and different areas. And we do shows and events. We do parties, cake parties as well, where we take in a selection of cakes, people taste them, and then they buy from the selection. So it's becoming really, really popular.
That's my kind of party. And how does it feel to be at the Strawberry Fair today?
Yes, it's nice. We did this last year as well, but it's much bigger this year, and it's lots of other things going on. So it's the atmosphere. It's just a shame that the weather's coming in bad now. But no, it's been really good. And met a lot of lovely people and everything else. So I'm really pleased to be here.
And I see you've got a mini cake of the Queen themed, because the Queen is 90. Talk us through that.
Well, we do the miniature cakes as well, but they're 14 inch. We do those to people's likings, so they order them. But no, we did one for the Queen. Not that it's going to be eaten, but we do all the different designs. So instead of having a big cake, you can have a little individual cake for 2-3 people, engagement or something to present, or even a birthday present for someone, something unusual for birthday presents. So it's different.
Sounds good. And I know you said it's not going to be eaten, but just out of interest, what flavour is the Queen's cake?
The flavoured, it's Well, Stella made that particular cake. What flavour is it? Vanilla?
Plain vanilla.
Nice and British.
Gluten-free cakes as well. So we're finding a lot of people now ask for gluten-free, so we're increasing our gluten-free range as well. But we have a website and we're on Facebook on the Double S Cake. So any new things that come out, we post on Facebook. So if anybody is on Facebook, want to like us, they'll see our latest cakes, etc., etc.
I think I'll definitely be doing that just to look at the cakes. Well, thank you very much, Sally, for taking time to talk to us today.
Thank you.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.